There's no place for you. Yes, I'm terribly sorry, but it's all been checked out. Turns out there's no place for you. I just go to your car now. There's no gasoline in the tank. Walk to your bike then. Someone's stolen your spokes. Who the hell steals spokes? Really? Well, put on some shoes then. Sure, why not? Well, you've got a hole in your heel, don't you? Yes. Well, sure, you can tape it up. Go on now. Go on and tape it up with that moldy old tape you've got in the back of the shed. Rotting. Now walk to the money machine. Go on and put your card in. Money machine's got nothing to say to you. So go to the job store. Sure, why not? Look for a job. But the shelves are made of dust. And there's wind whistling through the crooked front teeth of the man sitting behind the desk. So keep walking. Past the abandoned old buildings all boarded up where they were going to put in those condos. You remember condos. Well, go to the place then where you used to lay your head on the grass. The grass is gone. There's no grass. Well, first it turned to weeds and, well, then the drought, and now it's all rocks and stones and dry poop. Go on in life. Go ahead and cry. Crying is free and legal. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
I know.
You had your bootstraps firmly in hand. It was all supposed to work out. But it didn't. And well, that's that. And now there's just no place for you. There's just no place for you. In particular. As it turns out. So you stumble down to the river. Because where else are you going to go? And I'm there. And Nora. And Marshall. And Diane. Chicken. Well, there's a fire there. And some clean water. A banjo. And some salt pork. Sure, salt pork. Who eats salt pork? But it's crispy, though. See, they fried it on the fire. You're a vegetarian. Right. I know. But go on and lick those salt bone things. Now you notice that your shoes are off. Suddenly you don't feel like crying anymore. Someone over there is making a little nest for you out of blankets in a corner on the floor. So there you are, lying on your blankets on the floor. Under the stars, the ground is beginning to sway a bit beneath you, and you realize that you are lying on water. And she is speaking to you through your watery sleep, something about this painful model, something about building a garden from pure land. You can't see her, but you can feel the hem of her skirts brushing against you. Draping over your legs, wrists, hips. Is it one voice or is it two? It's her voices. Something about your eyes are more than your eyes anymore. I mean, from now on? I mean, that this is it? And when your eyes do open, maybe 10 in the morning, and you are on the river, far from your so-called home, and Robin sees you, and she smiles, and she says, yes, this is what it's like. I mean, sometimes it is harder, but mostly, it's like this. And you say, I had the strangest dream last night, and Robin nods and says, well, welcome aboard. This is Captain Bunny Cheeks speaking to you from the Maria kitchen boat. And you are all now guests aboard the swimming cities of the Switchback Sea. You should enjoy. Hey, it looks like we've got a newcomer. That's fantastic.
comfortable.